This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We still don't know why. A kidnapped family of four has been found dead in a California orchard. Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke.
There's no words right now to describe the anger I feel and the senselessness of this incident.
Authorities say the family was kidnapped by a convicted robber who tried to kill himself a day after the kidnappings. Jesus Salgado is in critical condition.
We've got information from the suspect. We're going to keep that close to our chest at this point, but that suspect has in fact been talking to us.
Overseas in Thailand, a gunman opened fire at a child care center, killing about 30 people, most of them children, say authorities. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Regional police said the attacker took his own life shortly after the killing spree. According to local media, the gunman also used knives in the attack before fleeing the building. Unconfirmed reports are saying the gunman was a former police officer. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities are not revealing a motive for the killings in Thailand. 89 people are now confirmed dead in Florida a week after Hurricane Ian smashed ashore. Pine Island off Florida's Gulf Coast has been largely cut off from the outside world. AP correspondent Stephen Smith managed to get there.
There were power poles snapped in half. There are palm trees laying on top of homes. There are wires from the power poles littering all of the streets. Right now, looting is also a problem down there. So some of what I saw is spray-painted homes and spray-painted boats that said, "Not to abandon," or "You loot, we shoot."
President Zelensky says Ukraine has retaken three more villages in one of the regions illegally annexed by Russia. Seven Russian rockets slammed into Zaporizhia this morning, killing one person. The rockets hit a residential building. This is AP News. A TV producer is charged with sexual assault in cases that date back years to 2014. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Eric Weinberg, executive producer and writer for hit TV shows such as Scrubs, faces 18 counts of sexual assault against five women between 2014 and 2019. And this from KABC, Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon describes how Weinberg used his power and influence against his victims.
The defendant relied on his position of influence to lure young women for photo shoots where he allegedly sexually assaulted them.
Investigators say there could be many more victims, possibly dating back to the 1990s. The 62-year-old Weinberg was arrested Tuesday, nearly a week after being charged. He's been released on a $5 million bond. His arraignment is on the 25th of this month. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.